Send Master Harry to me. Colonel Wharton filled his glass from the decanter, held it up to the light, and then slowly sipped the contents. A dark shade of thought upon his bronzed face. The door of the dining room opened, and the Colonel set down his glass as he looked at the boy who came into the room. He was a well-built lad, finely developed, strong and active. Handsome indeed was the face, with its well-marked features and large, dark eyes. But there was a cloud upon it, and in the dark eyes was a glint of suspicion and defiance. The whole manner of the boy was one of suppressed hostility, and the Colonel realized it keenly enough, without words being spoken. "You sent for me, Uncle?" "Yes, Harry." Colonel Wharton's voice was very mild. "Sit down, my boy. I want to speak with you." "I suppose you're not going to keep me long," said the boy doggedly. "I want to go out on my pony before dark." The Colonel half rose from his seat, a flush of anger darkening his cheeks. "Sit down," he thundered. "Now, Harry," said the Colonel, in a more kindly voice, "I want to speak to you seriously. I hope you will take all I'm going to say in a friendly spirit. I am your uncle. You are the only son of my only brother, and you should understand that I have your truest interests at heart." The boy's lips curled slightly, but he did not speak. "I have come home from India," resumed the Colonel, slightly raising his tone, "to find that you have run completely wild under the charge of my sister, and I should not be doing my duty to my dead brother if I did not take you in hand and make at least an attempt to put you on a better road. Your education has been neglected. I have, therefore, come to a new decision, Harry, which is what I want to tell you about now. I'm going to send you to school." Harry Wharton's face fell. "To school?" "Yes, to school. I have written to Dr. Locke, the headmaster of Greyfriars, the school where I was educated, and he is ready to receive you. You will go to Greyfriars tomorrow morning."